Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
Hey everyone, in today's episode, I have Andy Moore coming at us, and he is a property management company owner from Florida. Today, we're going to be talking about the Entrepreneur's Operating System, EOS. Now, Andy is one of the guys that's allowed to go out and teach the EOS system. He can help you implement it. So it's something you definitely want to pay attention to. So listen up. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have Mr. Andy Moore from Florida. He is a property management company owner, and he's going to be talking to us about the EOS system and how to implement that into your business. So it's a very fascinating conversation we're going to have. Andy is a hardcore operator that's been running property management companies for quite a long time. He's got his MPM, he's got his RMP, and we're going to talk about some of the CRMC designation stuff through this interview. But Andy, let's start with you. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Brad. How are you?
I'm awesome. Appreciate you coming on the show. Want to talk about the EOS coaching you guys have, and so give us some information about it.
Okay, yeah. Firstly, thanks for having me on, and thanks for everything that you're doing for the industry. Really appreciated it, and think you're shining a bright light on something that's been in the shadows for a long time.
So one thing I want to talk with you about, so we're going to get into it. When I want people to reference sixkeycoaching.com, sixkeycoaching.com. You're going to be able to kind of follow along what we're talking about as we go through this interview. So Andy, let's start with some of your background, because obviously you sound firm. You sound like you're a Ferner. So tell us more about, you know, where you're from, man.
Yep. I'm originally from England. I was born and raised there. I left school at 18 and I joined the police force in the UK, and had a successful career. I was a detective. I left that career at the age of about 30. I was hit a wall in terms of my career there. I was a small cog in a big organization, and I wanted to have more impact. And I couldn't see myself doing it in a big giant organization with 20,000 employees. So I followed an entrepreneurial dream and bought a property in the US as a vacation rental. And after a while, couldn't find anyone to manage that property to the standard and level that I wanted. So I applied for a visa and came over and started a business.
Wow, simple as that. You just said, heck it, I'm going to go move to the U.S. and start a business. Gotta love the gumption, man, because I don't know if anybody from here would say, you know what, I'm going to move to the U.K. and start a business. I know it might be a different scenario altogether, but trying to put myself in your shoes, man, that's a lot of spine to do that. So I give you kudos for that. That's some guts. So your company that you started up, it's Gulf Coast Property Management. So let's talk a little bit about that so people kind of understand your background of what you're coming from, because that helps us talk about the U.S. implementation. So give us some background there.
Okay. Yeah, I started the business essentially as a maintenance company, servicing owners who own properties who lived either out of state or overseas. So more as a caretaker. And from there, we morphed into vacation rentals. And then in 2008, 2009, took advantage of the economy and we included the annual rentals into our portfolio. And then we've had this seismic growth since then in the annual rental side of the business. And then in the last 2 years, we've been kind of in a holding pattern growth-wise, taking on as many as we've been losing, and just trying to create a stable environment so we can take the next stage in our company's development.
So tell us more about how big is your company? Let's say, how many units do you have, roughly? How many ballpark units do you manage? And then talk to us about how many employees you have, because this gives us, again, background and scale. So we start talking to EOS, people understand, okay, this is a guy who's already dealing with 20, 30, 80 employees, 10 employees, whatever it could be, and a number of units. So give us some background about your company there.
Sure. Yeah, we manage about 600 units now. It's about 100 plus vacation rentals and then 500 annual rentals. We have a sprinkling of absentee owners where there's no revenue at all. It's a caretaking proposition where we're just taking care of properties for people who second home users. In terms of our revenues, we're a $2.5 million company in gross revenue. And then employees, we're hovering around the 20 mark.
Okay, good. That helps quite a bit to put this to scale for everybody else out there. Right about the amount of revenue you should have for that ballpark unit count. And yeah, it does take around 20 employees, you know, to provide a good level of service. Now, the vacation rental stuff, that could be a whole separate podcast. I mean, because you and I talked about that. It's like, hey, we could talk about that till we're blue in the face. I did a pretty good podcast with a gentleman from RealPage talking about Kigo and that whole platform there. And so that was an interesting conversation about the short-term rental game, vacation rental game. But what we want to focus on is the EOS stuff. And so part of what we were talking about is the challenges that you faced and I faced in growing and scaling your business. So I've done a little bit of a presentation on this before with NARPO, and I've talked about, okay, how we grew to where we are today. You know, we're hovering close to 900 units. And so at certain phases, you start to like have to transition. I mean, you just have to. At one point, right around 300 to 350 units, that's when we had to transition into more of a portfolio model, because we had everybody doing nothing and no one doing everything. And it got to be a real challenge. So that's a little bit of history of us. I want you to talk through some of your history and kind of where are some of the pain points that people need to potentially shift and how EOS can help them.
Okay. Yeah, the levels that you refer to there in the EOS world, they're referred to as hitting the ceiling. And there's a philosophy that just as we grow as humans from babies into infants through to formative years and into teenagers, we have growth spurts, and our bodies change, and we kind of hit a wall until our body regroups and then surges again. And in the EOS world, we call it hitting the ceiling. And those milestones that you refer to, it's every business will, no matter what the industry, will hit the milestones. And it's what happens from there. There's either three things will happen. It's either you will grow as a company, you'll remain where you are as a company, or you'll die. And that's the philosophy of EOS. It's grow or die. So we've hit though every one of those stages. I think that most entrepreneurs are growth oriented. I certainly was. And unfortunately, growth masks all of the problems. Cash flow can mask internal battles. It can, you're not looking at churn, you're just looking at growth. And you keep your eye on, you keep the eye on the revenue goals in terms of where we're going, but you're not looking at the expense charts. You're not looking at the how many accounts are you losing on a month-to-month basis. How many times are you replacing staff because you're not hiring in the right way? And we pat ourselves on the back all the time because we are growing, but it's at what cost? And what EOS taught me was it's the big picture, and it's not just about the growth. It's about being a healthy team, and how do you create that healthy team?
Yeah, and I can relate to that, the churn side, pretty well, because we just did our drill this morning, our goal setting with my business development team. And in 2018, we've already signed up 425 units, but we've lost 88 in the first year. And we start looking at some of those losses, and 40 of them I can contribute directly to a portfolio manager who did not work out here. And I just, makes me so upset, because those were golden nuggets that we put in front of that portfolio manager, one large, you know, owner who had 30 some units, and directly that person just did not do what they were supposed to be doing. I look at it like, okay, well, that's part of our problem, is we didn't potentially have the systems to ensure that that person was onboarded, to ensure that everything was being looked at. And so we kind of like signed them up and said, hey, here you go, sir. This is your new portfolio manager right here, right? And so that portfolio manager didn't handle that particular owner as they should have, and we ended up losing it. So, you know, out of the 88 that we lost, of course, we sold some, some lost because we fired them or they fired us, whatever. I mean, there's always going to be the onesie twosies, but that was a 21% churn, 21%. And so we set up our goal for next year as cutting that in half to 10% to make sure that, you know, let's say we bring in 500 units next year for fun, which is our goal. We're only going to lose 50 in that first year. And so obviously I think everyone out there can relate, because they understand, hey, one out of 10 owners is just not going to work out. But then reflect that inward to say, okay, there's got to be things that I can implement here to improve my systems to ensure those losses are minimal. And so, yeah, as we've grown, I feel the pain with you there. So talk a little bit about, you know, how EOS can kind of fit into that and where you can come in and potentially help companies in those types of realms.
Okay. So when I started looking at systems, we were hitting the wall, hitting the ceiling, and I couldn't find a way out. We were doing everything that we could on the sales side, but it just wasn't working on the operations. And operations is the beast, especially in our industry. The premise of EOS is it works with any industry, whether it be manufacturing, whether it be service, professional, blue collar. It works with everything. But I naturally apply it to the property management, because that's the industry that we're in, and that's what we're talking about today. So I couldn't find a way to actually manage. Most people are born in, or most entrepreneurs will start a business and they'll be operators first and leaders second. And no one really teaches us how to run a business. No one really teaches us how to be leaders. Now, there's people from corporate America who will come in and they can teach us. And if you're of scale and you bring someone in and at a C-level position, that will be great for your organization if they're a good fit. But realistically, how many bootstrapped companies can get to that scale to where they can bring an executive in to rescue them? So what I was trying to find was a model that fit me. I didn't go to, I didn't have formal education. I haven't got an MBA. No one was teaching me how to run a business. So I had to find something that was a very practical application to a small business. And I wanted to own a small business. I didn't necessarily want to class myself as a property manager or a real estate broker. I wanted to own a business and be a business owner, no matter what that field was in. So I found EOS. I looked at a few. I looked at Strategic Coach. I settled on EOS because it really, it fit me and the vision that I had for my company. We used the way the EOS system works is it's a business model based on six key applications. When we start with a vision, so a vision for a company, we look at data, we look at people, we look at issues, we look at processes, and then when you roll all those things up together, that gives us the traction that we need to break through the ceiling. And that's, we had great success in implementing this EOS model into Gulf Coast Property Management.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. Property Meld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at propertymeld.com.
So here's a couple good questions to follow up on that. Two questions for you. It's kind of combined. At what size type of a company, revenue, employees, door count, whatever you want to call, what size is this appropriate to look at? And then what are the triggers to say, all right, you need this? I mean, what are the size and the triggers that you want to talk about where if you're looking at somebody's business and they might be half your size or double your size, and you say, okay, you need this because of here's a trigger and here's why. Or if you're being proactive and you're building this and you want to make sure it runs really well, this is the size that you want to look at to potentially bring stuff in. Because if you're a one-man band, there's no reason to have, you know, staff meetings. Talk about that for us.
Well, EOS itself, they talk about companies between 2 and 50 million in revenues, and they're anywhere between 10 and 250 employees. That's what their sweet spot is. That's where their core focus is. So we can dial that back to property management. It's not a great fit for everyone. And I think that what has happened over the years is that property management companies are traditionally spin-offs of real estate companies, and where it's all been portfolio. And at a portfolio level, when you have someone wearing all of the hats, EOS isn't applicable. It's you don't need that level of communication. You don't need that vision, because each agent or each property manager, they're being encouraged to run their own little business, and therefore it really hasn't been needed up until this point. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a switch where property management companies are becoming more departmental. They are becoming real businesses. And at that point, the one agent, even though some may still operate in a portfolio based, we're still having people taking care of marketing for us. We're still having people taking care of maintenance. We're still having people perhaps looking at the leasing side of things. You may have a property manager with accountability, but it's a hub and spoke model where they've got other tertiary services being performed for them. Now, at that point, it's that person can't keep all the information to themselves. They do need to communicate. And as you introduce other people into the mix, those lines of communication, they spin out of control. They grow exponentially, and all of a sudden, what's in someone's head isn't enough anymore. You need clear lines of communication. You need processes. You need data. You need a hierarchy. And all of a sudden, you're running a small business, not just 10 separate agents.
So talk to us about what you call the EOS process. Spend some time going through that. A lot of people may not really even have a concept of what it means. So, I mean, I've listened to a few books. I understand a little bit about it. I need to potentially implement it more here in my business. So talk to us about the process of what you can explain it to us as.
Yeah, the EOS system, it's sharing a vision within your company. And I know that's very kumbaya. People talk about vision and mission statements and core focus and core values. Now, they are real. They're real things, and EOS takes those elements. It takes principles from great business leaders and great authors of business books like Jim Collins, Michael Gerber, Patrick Lencioni, real visionaries within the business industry, combines a lot of their philosophies and dishes it out into this EOS business model. And what the EOS business model is a, if you choose to work with an implementer, the implementer will come in and have a conversation with you about your business and listen to the challenges that you have, whether it be with customers, whether it be with people, processes, data. Are you hitting the ceiling? Where are you getting stuck? And that implementer will listen over a course of 90 minutes to the challenges you're particularly facing, and then perhaps share where he or her thinks that they can help. Now, that meeting is a consultation, and it's free to see if there is a match there. Now, if the company wants to move forward, then they engage the implementer on a session by session basis. And the first phase of the EOS model implementation is the focus day. And the focus day, you sit down with a leadership team and you go through a whole bunch of questions and exercises to try and establish where the problems are, where the bumps in the road are, how we can determine what our future looks like, what we can do to solve some of the problems that you have. We really dial it down into the structure of the company. Many people are familiar with the term your personnel chart or your
organizational chart.
Yeah, organization chart.
Yeah.
In EOS, we call that the accountability chart.
Okay.
So moving it from the organizational chart to an accountability chart. And that accountability chart really dials into what each function of the business does. So we typically start with, well, most companies will start with a sales and marketing process. They'll start with and then in the middle, we'll have an operations process. And then on the other end, we will have accounting and HR. So, and that's applicable to any company in any industry. So we start there. We really simplify it. And we have a leadership team that are issued accountabilities. And then from those departments, we start drilling down into other positions. And we're talking about positions, not people. We don't want personalities. We want to know what the roles and functions and responsibilities of each position are. And we really get some clarity on the board to what this company is about. Do we have the right structure? Are there things that we need to do now that are going to we put in place so that over the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years, they're gonna be applicable? Where are we now? So it's really dialing down into the real core of the business.
One of the things that was really impressive when I'm starting to look into this is the structure of the meetings. I mean, they're all kind of dialed in. So you have different level meetings. You got level 10, then you have your I don't know. I mean, you I'm probably butchering it, but you want to go into this because it gives you a structure for the meetings, like what to talk about, what you're going to do at the end. I mean, just the whole thing. That was something that we needed. So we stole some of that, and I've kind of, you know, just kind of piecemealed some of that together. But talk us through some of the meetings alone as a good thing for organizations that have 8, 10 or more employees. This could really help them just to kind of keep on track.
Sure. Yeah, the meeting pulse is one of the core advantages that EOS brings. And whether we start at the annual planning session, the quarterly sessions, or your weekly sessions, I think as entrepreneurs and salespeople, death by meeting is a real thing. We People roll their eyes at the thought of meetings. And we have to step back and wonder why we're worrying about meetings, why they're seen as such an inconvenience. And it's mainly because nothing ever gets achieved. We talk about the same things at the same meetings. It's typically the same people that are talking. There's other people are switching off. People are on their phones. It seems to be a distraction from your day-to-day work. And that's what most people would assess their meeting structure as. What Level 10 does and what the US system does, it solves issues. The idea is it's a 90-minute meeting, and we start with the leadership team. The leadership team rolls it out on a weekly basis. We meet at the same time every single week. It's for 90 minutes. We raise issues. We solve issues by issuing to-dos, and we move on. Now, if we only solve one issue that week, then so be it. The other issues will remain there on our issues board. Typically, we get through two or three issues a week, but we'll never have to revisit that issue again. It's decided there and then what our future is going to be, how we're going to solve our issues. We put it to bed and we can move on. It's not an overnight success, but once you've been doing this for 3 months, 6 months, into the year, 18 months, these issues that haunt businesses, now they get eradicated. Now, other issues will come up for sure, but we are solving issues and moving on.
I like it. And this is where the EOS implementation help really comes into play, because we just touched on a few things, but you really need somebody to come in and look at your business and say, okay, these are the things that we want to put into your business, to include the meeting timelines, to the structure, the timeframes, to include all of the EOS implementations that you do. This leads us into a very good kind of phase of what we want to talk about now, is how that works. I mean, how does somebody get engaged with an EOS mentor like yourself? Talk us through some of the steps to get engaged, the cost. I mean, kind of take us through that whole life cycle of working with somebody.
Okay. There's a few ways to do it. People can self-implement. People are very familiar with the book Traction by Gino Wickman. This is his vision. People will have read that and taken out nuggets, perhaps as you have, Brad, taken out nuggets from his business model and tried to implement them. And people have been very successful doing that. He does have other books that support the EOS model. People will read those. And they can self-implement and certainly take some of the value from the books. Now, another way to do it is to engage an implementer. And those implementers, and I am an implementer, will come in to your business. They will have that 90-minute consultation that I mentioned. We will do with the focus day, move on to vision building one and two, and then set us on path for a quarterly meeting and then an annual planning session. So typically that's how people engage implementers. They're day-long sessions with the leadership team. Each one is a day-long session, going through a very prescribed procedure on how to get your team to be healthy.
Okay, let's talk about, the big thing. How much does something like that cost? Let's go through that.
Sure. There are no set costs. You'll speak to different implementers, and that is not set by OS. That's set by the implementer. He decides, what, or she decides what they're going to charge. Typically, for my sessions, I charge between $400 and $4,200. Now, that includes the day-long session and then the phase between the session and the next session. And that is reporting on your meetings, listening to your meetings, offering guidance. Some of the companies that I work with will send me a Zoom copy of their Level 10 meeting, and I critique it. I go over it. I send them a report back explaining that they spent too long perhaps on this. This should have been moved to an issue rather than be a 10-minute discussion. Try to get them out of the habit of their old meetings and focus on the meeting pulse for EOS.
I like it. So it usually takes what, maybe about 45 days to really get going. I mean, if somebody were to engage with you, talk us through the time frame and kind of when they can see immediate, I guess, results, or kind of, it's not the result, it's like immediate usage of this system.
Immediate is a word that you shouldn't be used with EOS, and quite honestly, it shouldn't be used with your business. It took you a while to get to this stage, and it's going to take a while for all of this to sink in. Typically, it's between 12 and 18 months is when people really start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, the results. But you will see gradual improvements. So the pulse of the implementation is the focus day, and then 30 to 45 days later, another all-day session, followed by another 30 to 45 days with the second vision building day. After that, you go on to a quarterly pulse. So every quarter, you have a quarterly planning with your leadership team. I would participate in that. And then we'd go to the annual meeting. So 7 or 8 sessions would get you there. Some people will retain me for a little bit longer. It's different to property management. Property management, we spend our whole time talking about customer retention and the lifetime value of that customer. The EOS model is slightly different in that we want you to graduate. I want the business owner to get to the stage where maybe they only have to bring me in every other year, that type of relationship. So it is a little bit different. It is shorter term. Now, some people will question the amount. I mean, when you roll that up, you might be looking at a $30,000 investment over the course of a year to 18 months. Some people have the bandwidth for that and some people don't. But if you are experiencing churn within your organization in terms of employees coming and going, $30,000 is a drop in the ocean. If you can solve that problem alone by using EOS to implement a strong hiring process where you're hiring the right people for the right seats, that $30,000, it will pay for itself. The latest stats from the Division of Labor, they're talking that it is to replace a staff member, it is 125% of their salary. So just one person is the saving you'll make on not hiring the wrong person. You'll have paid for your whole EOS model.
Makes sense to me. And one of the stories I want to tell you is, so I picked up a large company mentor this year. That was one of my goals for 18, is to find a large company to mentor from. Luckily, I was able to link up with Matt Whitaker and GK Houses out of Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I went and visited Matt in person. I watched one of their EOS meetings. It was their level 10 with most of their staff members there. And they had remote offices of 3 or 4 different locations that were chiming in. Here's the thing that I thought was really cool from that. At the end, each person had to give kind of like an after action review or a critique of the meeting itself. You know, what did you think of the meeting? Well, I thought it was, 8 out of 10. 4 out of 5, whatever you want to critique it as, and then why. And so it kept everybody engaged because they knew at the end of the meeting, they're going to have to kind of give a report of what they thought about the meeting. They can't just go to sleep and play on their phone and then, oh, I thought the meeting was great, 5 out of 5. You know, and they're going to be kind of looked down upon there. So that was really neat. I thought it was keeping them engaged. I appreciate Matt for letting me visit him this last summer. They are doing the EOS model. You shook your head like you're familiar with them, so maybe you know about them.
Yeah, no, I know Matt really well. He's a great operator. He's been using EOS for maybe the same time as we have. We've been using EOS now for going on 5 years, and it's Matt. He operates well with it, and he's a big believer in the EOS model. And yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. We used to have meetings where some people would speak up, and it's the loudest voice in the room, and we'd have others that would for sure have value to offer, but they were shouted down or they were just meek and mild. Now, everyone is engaged in our meetings. We encourage healthy conflict. We want people to disagree, but not in a bullyish way, not politicizing when we're trying to make our point. we rarely get a unanimous agreement, but people have the opportunity to speak their mind. And there is gold within our organizations. And unless we are engaging our staff and drawing out their opinions and their life experiences, then we're missing the human capital advantage that we have by hiring really smart people.
To wrap this up with you here, Andy, I want to talk about the discount that you're able to offer. So because you come on the show and people can go find you at 6keycoaching.com, you've offered a discount of 10% to any of the listeners as long as they drop the discount code Brad, B-R-A-D. So that's a 10% discount on some of your services there. Really wanted to say thank you again for coming on, and any last minute parting words?
No, not at all. I am one of my values, or one of our company's values, is improving the property management industry. That's what we do here at Gulf Coast, is as well as helping in property owners, we're trying to improve the property management industry. If we can all help each other and we can eradicate the rogue agents and the owners who just don't know any better, then we will all improve and our industry will improve. And if I think that EOS is going to help organizations improve, and the knock-on effect of that is the property management industry is going to improve, then I feel that I'm contributing to our industry as a whole. So if anyone wants to have a free consultation, have a chat, my name, my contact details are on the website. I'll catch you at NARPM events. We can talk, and I'll be happy to contribute any way I can.
Andy, really appreciate you coming on. Great talk today. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.